الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and friends, firstly we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we heard the whole bayan on shukr, the whole bayan of having pride, we should see how we can bring these qualities into our life. So our greatest shukr we should make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us this gift of iman. We hear this over and over. Today the attacks on iman are so much, but with the shukr, this bounty of shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save us from a lot of those. So our existence into this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we should make shukr upon that on a daily basis. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an imam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Our existence is because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very, very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahimahullah mentions under this ayat, An-Nabiyu awla bil-mu'mineen, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has more rights upon the believers min anfusihim than their own selves. That if we look at the relationship between father and son, then we'll understand that our father was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has kept us, we're supposed to always have someone above us. And Allah made the system such. So we have to follow the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has made our parents above us. And this is biologically. And our parents will do everything for our nurturing. They'll go out of their way. They'll look how the son can grow up in a right way. If our parents are on deen, then they will look how we can pursue the right deeni education. In the same way, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a greater right upon us. Because of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has created. Because of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in specific, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this entire universe. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the greatest right upon us. And our eternal existence in the akhirat and in this world is because of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we do not have the guidance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are doomed. Then we will stay in Jahannam forever. Allah save us all. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah says that a person does not have the right to exercise in this world, a person cannot exercise any of his rights over his own life. That whatever he wants to do, he does. For example, if there's a fire and he wants to cause himself harm, he wants to commit suicide, he can commit suicide. The person does not have these rights. But if the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to walk in the fire, then it will be incumbent upon him. Because the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the deputy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never spoke anything from his own side. So we should see how we can get this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts. From all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of Allah's creation. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deserves the highest form of love. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deserves more love than we love our own selves. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, that I think I love you the most, but not more than myself. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that your iman is not complete until you don't love me more than yourself. So he thought a little while and he said, O Nabi of Allah, that now I love you more than even my own self. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Al-an, Umar, now your iman is complete, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When we hear the names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we hear the names of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we owe it to these noble people, we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should say radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One will gain the sweetness of Iman through having the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith, ثَلَاثٌ مَّنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ أَيَّكُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's three qualities, if a person has it in his life, then he will get the sweetness of Iman. And our Shaykh explains, that Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah wa ta'ala Shaykh, explained that when the halawat of Iman enters the heart, then it will not leave the heart. So when a person has this halawat of Iman, one great way of gaining this halawat of Iman, and our Shaykh explains that the one of the greatest way is that we control our eyes, a person will get halawat of Iman. Another great way is that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That a person who has this halawat, he'll find this halawat al-Iman in his heart. That he loves Allah and his Rasul more than anything. And when he loves Allah and his Rasul, then his actions will be such. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Bedouin, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Mata as-sa'ah?" When will Qiyamah come? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Ma a'adatta laha?" What have you prepared for Qiyamah? So he said, "I did not prepare anything, wala bi kathrati siyamin, wala." From this we should understand that he made all his fara'id, but he did not do extra. So our fara'id, there's no question about it. That is supposed to be our normal. Among Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that was the normal. A person who's not making his fara'id, it is a problem. Now, the Sahabi says, "I did not make extra salah, and I did not make extra siyam, walakin uhibbu Allah wa rasulah." And the sign of his, that I love Allah and his Rasul, that he did not tamper with his fara'id. He did not do extra, but he did not break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same token. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that if you love Allah and his Rasul, anta ma'a man ahbabta, then you will be with who you love on the day of siyamah. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the believers never heard something more beloved to them after Iman. After they accepted Iman, now you love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On a day of Qiyamah, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this means you will be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's most beloved. So we should imbibe these qualities of this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. What are the demands of the love of love? When we love someone, what does it demand us to do? Then we're supposed to make ittiba' of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a way that Allah is happy with us. That we follow the deen in such a way, according to the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no modern deen, there is no modern way of life. The deen is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum." I have perfected your deen and I have completed your deen. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am happy for you as the deen of Islam. So we follow the deen according to the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Follow Allah and follow His Rasul. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so much that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name. So follow Allah and he follows Allah's Rasul for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come upon us. Then to have love for the biography, for the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person loves someone, then he wants to know more about this person. So we should take stock and see how much do we love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's seerah is protected in such a way that everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in his life has come down with sahih, with a correct chain of narrators. There is no doubt in it. The way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept, the way he woke up, the way he ate, everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that Allah preserved even the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will read the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then abundant mention of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever we get a chance, we talk of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much so that our Shaykh explains that even we tread in the path of suluk, we becoming the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah mentioned that our tasawuf is ala minhaj ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is according to the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We make zikr according to the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not according to any other great shaykh or what we follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Allah is not happy with it, then we are not happy with it. And the sign for this is to follow the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We follow those men that will guide us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will put it into our heart that this man is on the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we will read abundance of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is so much virtue for a person who reads durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not get benefit from our durood. More we get benefit from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam by reading durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, that if a person does not have money to give in charity and he wants to give charity, then he should read Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulik wa salli ala al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat. If a person reads this durood, then as if he gave charity in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your durood upon me is a means of your preservation of your du'as. When you make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you read durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will preserve your du'as because of durood sharif. Hazrat Shaykh rahimullah, we hear from our Shaykh that Hazrat Shaykh rahimullah says that it is my experience and the experience of my elders that whenever a person is afflicted with any problem and he has trouble in his life and he engages in the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically if we are on a road, if we have some trouble, if we have a tire puncture, whatever, we don't first think of our insurance, we start reading durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then as the Shaykh rahimahullah mentions, that is my experience and experience of my elders, that the person, Allah removes this difficulty through the barakah of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh also explains that the ulama of Syria, they used to explain to the mothers that when you nurture your children, then you should try and read 100 times durood sharif daily and blow in the food, blow on the clothes of the children. So our Shaykh explained that woman, it is very difficult for him sometimes to keep a tasbih in the kitchen, but everything they work with time. If they have to put something in the oven, they take a certain amount of time. They have to cook something, they see the watch. So 3 minutes they should take and say that takes 3 minutes, I'll start my day with 3 minutes durood sharif when I enter the kitchen, and I'll start my work and blow on the food in this way. Another thing we can try and do is that we all have water bottles. So we try and keep a water bottle way near where we read. And whatever we read our durood sharif. We get the entire family at least to read 100 times durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a day, especially ma'soom children, and make them blow into this water. When a person is sick, then you drink from that same water. Put that same water into our food. Cook from that same water. And don't let that water get finished. Every time it gets half, then top it up again. If we need to wash out that water bottle, then empty that water into another bottle and do not get rid of that water and increase. And all the time we read upon that water. Inshallah, through the blessings of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create noor in our life. A person, our Shaykh explains that a person who reads durood sharif 100 times a day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him 2 benefits. One is bara'atum minan nar wa bara'atum minan nifaq. A person who reads durood sharif 100 times a day, and it takes less than 3 minutes to read, 2 minutes to read 100 times durood sharif, a person will get freedom from the fire of Jahannam, and he'll get freedom from nifaq, salvation from hypocrisy. So these are great, great virtues just for durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood sharif is that ibadah which is accepted fact by all ulama, that this ibadah is 100% accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt upon the acceptance of durood sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another simple thing, a person who reads 10 times durood sharif in the morning and 10 times in the evening, then inshallah he will benefit from the shafa'at, from the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. 10 times after Fajr, 10 times after Asr, for those who are not in a habit of durood sharif, this can be a start in our life, and we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts and to make Durood Sharif abundance of Durood Sharif in our life, and that it's in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us.